In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You know, God is in control. He's in control of history. He's in control of our lives when we give Him our life. God is in control. Jesus Christ is Lord. When we go out to the people out in the street, I scream out, "Jesus Christ is Lord of this place." Oh, yes, then we bless the food. But that Jesus is Lord, He's in control. I'm doing Sunday's readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to the city, that's the gospel, that Jesus died for our sins, that He was buried and rose from the dead, and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. What do you think they were doing in Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch? Preaching. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith. Oh, yes, I pray every day that I would persevere in the faith. The perseverance is very important. People say, "Father Tom, you never stop doing things." People say, "You know, we had a healing service and it was over. But in my healing services lasted 13 years at the Espousal Retreat House. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of heaven." Many hardships. Persecution. Oh, yes, persecution. We are on the popcorn stage of persecution in Boston. We don't have much persecution. I wonder how many of us would stay in if persecution hit us head on. I wonder. They appointed elders for them in each church with prayer and fasting, commending them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. The Lord who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word of Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished, the grace of God to the Gentiles. How important is the ministry of Saul, Paul, to the Gentiles, but always going to the synagogue first, preaching the good news from Isaiah 52 and 53, Psalm 22. Oh, yes, but then when they would destroy him, throw him out of the temple, he would go and preach the word of God to the Gentiles. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how He opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Oh, yes. What had God done? Remember Eutychus fell out the window, remember? Paul got him in his arms and said, "He's not dead." Oh, yes, he was dead. But Paul raised him from the dead. I believe Paul would tell this to the Gentiles about Eutychus in the window as Paul went on to preach over and over and over and over again. Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Why not the sea? Sea means not persecution, but it means confusion in the biblical language. The sea was no more. Now the earth is resurrected and heaven is resurrected. Not only are we to be resurrected, but a new heaven and a new earth. I also saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You're part of that new Jerusalem, if you belong to Jesus. Oh yes, we're part of the bride. Jesus is the groom. The church is the bride. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, God's dwelling is with men. Oh yes, men that have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is God's dwelling in your heart today? If not, just ask Him to come into your heart and to flood you with His Holy Spirit. God's dwelling is with the human race, with men. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will always be with them as their God. Always be with us. I am with you always, even unto the end of time. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, no more wailing or pain, for the former things have passed away. No more death, no more mourning, no more pain, no more persecution, for the former things have passed away. And the one who sat on the throne, that's Jesus, said, Behold, I make all things new. Do you know that He can make you new today? I remember there was a woman that had demons way before I was a priest. And I said, Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could have a new life? And she said, It's impossible. I said, Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. She got a new life that day. And she started to go on her way with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 I make all things new. Jesus makes all things new. Do you know that today? He makes me new today. He makes you new today. He makes us new today. And then the scripture from John's Gospel. Jesus said to His disciples, Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him and make our dwelling place with him. Where does He dwell? Within the hearts of believers, within the spirits of believers. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. Jesus only preaches from what He hears the Father saying. Jesus only heals the people that the Father has told him to heal. I've told you this while I am still with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will remind you of all that I have told you. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come and remind us of the things that Jesus has told us in the Gospels, and teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Why? Because Jesus made Himself a slave. He emptied Himself of all the power and all the glory and makes Himself a slave. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Oh, yes. Let me look at this now. When Judas had left them, that's the Last Supper, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in Him. If God is glorified in Him, God will also glorify Him in Himself. Oh, yes. And God will glorify Him at once. My children, I will be with you only for a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. This is the new commandment. Not only love people the way you want to be loved, but love one another as Jesus has loved us, even unto death. Love one another as I have loved you. So that you should love one another. This is how people will know that you are my disciples. If you have love one for another as I have loved you. Do you have love for people? Saint Teresa of Calcutta said, The way we love people least is the way we love God. The people that we love least is the way we love God. I tell you, we need to ask God to give us forgiveness and give us the peace of God, that we would love people with the love of Jesus, so that we would love people even unto death. I'm looking at the 20th chapter of Acts, verse 17. From Miletus, he sent a message to Ephesus, asking the elders of the church to meet him. When they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the entire time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears, enduring the trials that came to me through the plots of the Jews." Today, the scripture had it in the church that Paul was stoned and they did a circle around him and he got up and was healed completely. They left him for dead. "I did not shrink from doing anything helpful, proclaiming the message to you and teaching you publicly from house to house, as I testified to both Jews and Greeks about repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus." Have you repented of your sins? Have you gone to confession? Hallelujah. Then you're okay. You're okay. You're okay. "And now, as a captive to the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me that in every city, imprisonment and persecutions are waiting for me." In Jerusalem. They're going to say, "Paul, don't go." But Paul says, "You know, I'll even die for Jesus." He did. "But I do not count my life of any value, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus." Yes, I want to finish my course. Me too. I want to finish what God has for me. And you know what? Sometimes it gets discouraging. And you say, "What is your will now, Lord? I need to see things happen. What is your will now, Lord? I need to see things happen." To testify to the good news of God's grace. It's by grace we are saved through faith, not of works, lest anyone boast. "And now I know that none of you among you whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will ever see my face again." Other than I'm leaving here, Ephesus, and you'll never see me again because I'm on my way to Jerusalem and then to Rome. And how do you think they responded? This is their shepherd. They wept, they cried, they prayed. "Therefore I declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God." Oh yes, not just the good things. God loves you. Bill is more than that. God not only loves you, he wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And there's more than that. We're going to suffer persecution for the sake of Jesus. And there's more than that, that we're going to have risen bodies just like Jesus. I tell you, we need to have the full purpose of God being preached to us. "Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his son." The church was obtained through the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? "I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some even from your own group." That's right. They'll come in and plant tares. And they'll say, "You've got to do this in order to be Christian. You've got to be circumcised." These are the Gentiles. Oh, no. Paul's going to say, "Savage wolves will come in after I leave. And even from among your group, some even from among your own group will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to warn everyone with tears." 3 years in Ephesus, Paul preached. 3 years, 3 years. And yet, after he leaves, savage wolves are going to come in that want to destroy the flock. I tell you, we have savage wolves coming in now. We have Oprah that's saying that Jesus is not the only way to God. There are many ways to God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And now I commend you to God." Oh, yes, I commend you to God. "And to the message of his grace, a message that is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified. I coveted no person, silver or gold or clothing. You know for yourselves that I worked with my own hands to support myself. What did he do? Made tents. He made tents with Aquila and Priscilla, remember? And I have given you an example that by such work you must support the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, for he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is a message that Paul received from Jesus. It's more blessed to give than to receive. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down with them all and prayed. There was much weeping among them all. Why are they weeping? Because they're not going to see him anymore. This is their friend. This is their pastor. This is their bishop. They embraced Paul and kissed him, grieving especially because of what he had said, that he was not going to see them anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that be awful? You know, if I was on my way to Jerusalem and I didn't tell them, you're not going to see me anymore. But they were crying and weeping and praying for Paul. Oh, yes, because of what he said to them, that they would not see him again. Then they brought him to the ship. Chapter 21. When we had parted from them and set sail, we came by straight course to Kos, C-O-S, and next to Rhodes, and from there to Patra. When we found a ship bound for Phoenicia, we went on board and set sail. Paul wants to go to Jerusalem. We came in sight of Cyprus, and leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre because the ship was to unload its cargo. Now, Syria is near Israel. We looked up the disciples and stayed there for 7 days. See, there are disciples in every land. Paul has preached and other people have preached the gospel message, and many things were happening. Many things were happening in believers. And Paul stayed 7 days with the believers. Through the Spirit, they told Paul, do not go on to Jerusalem, because they saw in the Spirit he was going to be persecuted and even to die. When our days there were ended, we left and proceeded on our own journey. And all of them with wives and children escorted us outside the city. There we knelt down on the beach and prayed and said farewell to one another. They're not going to see him anymore. So you see, this is very interesting. The love that the people had for the shepherd. Our shepherd is Cardinal Sean. We need to have love for the shepherd. Then we went on board the ship and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais and we greeted the believers and stayed with them for 1 day. You see, believers are every place now. The preaching of the gospel has been done. When Paul goes there for a day, what do you think he's doing? He's not going there to have bed and breakfast. He's going there to preach the word of God, that they would become strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The next day we left and came to Caesarea, and we went into the house of Philip the evangelist, one of the seven. One of the seven what? One of the seven deacons. And he had four unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. So I'm telling you, they're prophesying over Paul, probably about the persecution that awaits him in Jerusalem and in Rome. While we were staying there for several days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. He came to us and took Paul's belt, bound his own feet and hands with it, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit, this is the way the Jews in Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt. So he's proclaiming persecution. And they will hand him over to the Gentiles. When we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." This is a guy that sold out. This is the guy that sold out. I tell you, there's nobody like Paul. There's nobody like Paul. He sold out. But I'm telling you, there are Christians today that are being persecuted even unto death, and we don't even think about them because they're poor. But I pray for them often, because one day we're going to be persecuted even unto death. You might say, when? I have no idea. But the devil hates Jesus Christ, and because he can't get a Jesus, you know who he gets at? You and me. Since he would not be persuaded, we remain silent except to say, "The Lord's will be done, the Lord's perfect will be done." After these days, we got ready and started to go up to Jerusalem. The only way to get to Jerusalem is to go up to it. It's on a mountain. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also came along and brought us to the house of Manson of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to stay. See, he stays with the disciples. They're every place now. People have preached the gospel. Paul preached the gospel to the Gentiles. They're every place now. Paul doesn't stay at a bed and breakfast. He stays with Christians who have given their lives over to Jesus. When we arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers welcomed us warmly. The next day, Paul went with us to visit James and all the elders that were present. After greeting them, he related one of the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. In other words, he tells them about how God has acted through him for the Gentiles. Maybe he told them the story about Eutychus. I don't know. But you see, I think that we need to be able to share with people what God is doing in us, in our lives, in our ministry. Oh, yes, we need to share with people what God is doing in our lives, in our ministry. When they heard it, they praised God. Amen. Then they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands of believers there are among the Jews, and they are all zealous for the law. They have been told about you that you teach all the Jews living among the Gentiles to forsake Moses and to tell them not to circumcise their children." This is not true. This is not true, but they hate Paul. They hate Paul because Paul is declaring the Messiah. "The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Lord, take us at our word. Let it be done to me, too, according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Would you go to inseason.net? There are many programs on there, and you can listen to me and see me on these programs. Also, PayPal is there. It'd be wonderful if you left a gift at PayPal, inseason.net. We need to proclaim Jesus and Him crucified and raised from the dead. That is the vocation of the church. To preach Jesus is to build up the church. Do you know that today? To preach the Lord Jesus Christ is to build up the church, that people would be saved and come to the church and give their lives to Jesus. How we need to do that today, tomorrow, and always. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.